18 that give us verses that indicate that when these apostles or other believers, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, it indicates they were controlled. Now, that's the key part to understanding that verse in Ephesians 5:18. Because Paul says, don't be controlled by wine. Don't be drunk. Don't let alcohol control you. But just like alcohol controls a person's body, a person's mind, a person's decision-making processes, let that same control of your whole life be done by the Holy Spirit of God. And so just like that you can be controlled by alcohol, by drugs, by entertainment, by any kind of number, we can list all kinds of devices that could be detrimental to our lives, don't allow your life to be controlled by those things, but allow your life to be controlled and led by the Holy Spirit of God. That's what being filled means. And notice just this line. I'm just going to read them. I want you to hear them. And for the purpose of those who are listening later on, I want them to hear the differences between the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit makes us Christians, while the filling makes us Christ-like. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is eternal, while the filling of the Holy Spirit is conditional. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit gives us eternal life, while the filling of the Holy Spirit gives us victorious life. With the indwelling, we may remain carnal Christians, while with the filling of the Holy Spirit, we become spiritual Christians. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit brings union with Christ, while the filling of the Holy Spirit brings communion with Christ. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is preceded by repentance and faith, while the filling of the Holy Spirit is preceded by obedience and faith. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit means His presence. The filling means His power. By the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we possess God, while by the filling of the Holy Spirit, God possesses us. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the initial inflow. The filling of the Holy Spirit is the conditional overflow. Now, many times we can take and measure the degree to which the Holy Spirit's fullness is in our lives by what we call the fruits of the Spirit. We know that verse in Galatians chapter 5, where Paul talks about the fruits of the Spirit that should be manifested in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are the things that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we see those things come out, and those things are reflected in us. So that is what the differences are. Notice secondly, letter B, we see the dynamic that is the result of His fullness. The dynamic that is the result of His fullness. This is where we'll end our part tonight, and I'll get to this because I want to take time to the rest of it next week. But in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, in a verse that I'll be preaching from on Sunday, we know that verse because it says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Romans 15:13 says that, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Acts 4:33 says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection, and great grace was upon them." Now notice that the word "great" is used in those verses. Verses in chapter 4. Great. The word in the Greek language for the word "great" is the word M-E-G-O-S, megas. Megas. We have come to know that word in modern times by the word mega. Megabyte. Megaton. If we're referring to explosive bombs or something, mega. If I have my information right, when we think of megaton, one megaton of explosive is the equivalent of 1 million tons of dynamite. A megabyte is 1 million bytes, computer bytes. Is that right? Am I computer people? Help me. I can, okay, megabyte, that's what that means, mega. And so when we think of great power and great grace, mega power, mega grace, the dynamic that results when we are filled with the Holy Spirit is that we have mega grace. We have mega power. It is more than we could imagine when we have the power, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. I know that you've done this before. I was having trouble doing something earlier, and I couldn't get a device to come on. Realized it wasn't plugged in. Hello. That helps, doesn't it? You ever done that? You know, Daddy, the TV won't work. It's not plugged in. Plug it in. You know, why won't the microwave come on? Somebody unplugged it. You know, power's not on. Many Christians live their lives and seem content to live their lives without being plugged into the greatest power that they have as a believer, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit filling your life. He's in you from the moment you're saved. But remember the illustration that I gave Sunday. And we'll talk a little bit more about this. Imagine your life as a room, as a house with many rooms. And when God the Holy Spirit moves in, He doesn't want to be in just in one room. He wants to have all rooms. He wants to have control of every part of your life. That's what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not an emotion. It's not getting filled with the Holy Spirit. You jump pews and run up and down the aisles. That's fine. I mean, if that's what God tells you to do, I'll move out of the way and go at it, you know. Go ahead. But being filled with the Holy Spirit is exactly what He says in Ephesians 5:18. Contrasting with allowing alcohol that can control your life, God said, let the Holy Spirit control your life. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is allowing God, the Holy Spirit, to control your decision-making, to control your attitude, to control your relationships, to control your everything about your life. And that is what God desires to do. And that's what God left God, the Holy Spirit, in us to do. It's not just for preachers when we get up to preach. Not just for teachers when they get up to teach. Not just for singers when they get up to sing and musicians when they play. It's for every child of God to know that in every moment of every day, you can be plugged in to the power, the megaton power of God, when you allow God the Holy Spirit to fill your life. You know what that means? That means you got to get all the other stuff out of the way. We're going to talk about what that means next week, okay? So as we conclude our service tonight, and we've already had our prayer time, a prayer request, I want to gather around the altar tonight, and we have so many important things to pray for in our church and our families and all the decisions that we've made here tonight as a church as we begin a new year. I believe we ought to just pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit of God upon our church. Ask God to help us get everything out of the way that needs to be out of the way, and may God fill us, each and every one, to do His work for us. Would you join me around the altar as we close our service tonight? Father, as we come before You around this altar tonight, we know it's been a very busy night for the life of our church. A lot of decisions, a lot of information. But Lord, as we close this day of worship, and Lord, I know it's been a busy week for our young people and our teachers and our parents. School has started back. It's just refreshing to know that we could come here in this place. We can fellowship and we can pray together. We could share our burdens and requests, and we could hear wonderful music and a song to bless our hearts, and then to study Your Word together. As we gather around this altar, Father, we just pray for every request, every burden, every need. We pray for our church and all of our ministries. We pray for guidance and direction and decisions that were made tonight, whether it was about our budget and our finances, or whether it's about leaders and officers and workers. All of these things, Father, we commit unto You, asking God that You fill every one of us with Your Spirit as we seek to do Your will tonight. Lord, I pray for a filling every time I preach. I pray for a filling every time we have a service for all of our teachers and our singers and our choir and our musicians. I pray, Lord, for the controlling power of the Holy Spirit of God to
to control every facet of the ministries of this church. Let nothing be done to say that we did it on our own power, our own selves. Oh God, I pray for every deacon. Thank you for these precious men who will be serving beginning this year. Thank you for the men who will be rotating off. Thank you for their wives and their families. I thank you for every teacher and every name, every ministry leader, every volunteer that signed up, Lord, to help in the ministry of this church. I pray you'd fill them, Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit of God like never before. Whether they keep the nursery or whether they teach a class, sing in a choir, serve as an usher, or run the sound, whatever it is, Lord, I pray that your power of your Holy Spirit will work in all of our lives. Bless our youth ministry and our youth workers and our youth leaders. Bless our children's ministry and our children's leaders and the nursery workers. Be with our music ministry and our musicians and our choir, and our Jeannie is our director. And oh God, I pray for everyone who stands to teach the Word of God every Sunday morning in Sunday school. And children's church, as Andy leads and ministers to our children during the worship service. Oh God, I pray you fill her and all of her assistants with the power of the Holy Spirit of God to teach our children. And Father, I just pray the coming year will be the most wonderful, most exciting, most glorious year we've ever had. Not because of a program, not because of anything we've done, but because, Lord, we allow your Holy Spirit to fill us each and every time we walk in this building. Each and every time we serve and teach and sing and minister and preach and pray, oh God, may your power of your Holy Spirit just so take over everything that we do. And Lord, all we can just do is just stand back and give you glory for it. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless us and use us this week for your glory. And this I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you all on Sunday.